ラジオ ETC BBC のコメディ Only Fools and Horses を見ながら ETC 英会話のコリン先生のレッスンを受けています。弟のロドニーは兄のデルが仕入れてきた商品のことが気になります。法律上本当に自分たちのものなのだろうか。そのことをロドニーがデルに問いただすと、デルは何と言ったでしょうか。こんなやりとりです。
Is it ours, Del? Of course it's ours. Legally, Del? Don't split hairs with me, Rodney. Come on.
Don't split hairs. 直訳すると髪の毛を裂くなとなります。実際はどんな意味なのでしょうか。コリン先生に質問をしてみました。
Split hairs means, you know, like, don't go into too much detail about it. It's ours, that's good enough. That's what he's saying here. So split hairs mean, go into find out exactly everything, the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty.
You know, you want to know everything. So we say,looking for the nitty-gritty. Don't go into the nitty-gritty, you know, you want to know the ins and outs of it all. Another very popular used idiomatic expression. The ins and outs mean know everything about it. Everything. Well, the ins and outs just mean outside of the object, the inside of it, the ins and outs. In this case, he said it's ours. So what can aIt's ours, legally. Don't split hairs. Maybe it's legal, maybe it isn't. That's what he's saying.
Don't split hairs. 些細なことにこだわるなよ。つまらないことにこだわるな。という意味です。Split hairs は髪の毛を裂くような極端に細かい区分けをするようなこと。というのが元々の意味なのかもしれません。日本語の重箱の隅をつつくという表現にも似ていますね。合法かもしれないし違法かもしれない。でもそんな些細なことを気にしてはいけない。これがデルの言った Don't split hairs の意味のようです。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。